Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this woman from Australia left her job behind to follow love with a man living in the Amazon jungle. The story would be perfect if her name was Jane. When he dumps her, does he just abandon her and let the jaguars take her? Or does he trade her to another member of his tribe for a couple of chickens? When people check up on them in 10 years, they'll probably find out that the entire tribe died from STDs they didn't even know existed. Moving on, women are their own worst enemies. This woman says that cheating on her husband made her a better mother. And then later on, she says she never planned to be divorced, poor and middle-aged. Maybe she shouldn't have cucked her husband so publicly, humiliating him in the papers. She even says she had no control over the changes in her life. I see she's not willing to take accountability either. And it only took 2 years after cheating to wreck her life. Number 3, the Seattle Waffle Shop owner closes her business down because of the $20 minimum wage. And I'm sure that she probably voted for the politicians that put her out of business too. $20 an hour also creates inflation because people who still have their jobs have more money in their pockets, which allows them to compete with each other for apartments, making the rental prices rise. Not to mention food and other things too. Up next, remember guys, a woman is happiest when she leans into you. The green line theory is undefeated. Then again, scratch that. A woman is never happy. Here's Rihanna with her new boy toy. She's not leaning into him though. I guess he's not abusive enough for her or something like that. Not to worry though, she's probably working really hard to provoke him into becoming that way. A woman I once dated tried as hard as she could to provoke me to be violent towards her. So I know what that's like. Number 5, women want a violent, tall man with no future motivation. I say that all that matters is looks and height. The rest is irrelevant for most young women. Women like this one are the reason Western civilization is crumbling and technology is the only way we can save ourselves at this point. The brave new world is only a matter of time. As for height alone, it short-circuits their brains. They often don't even know if a guy is good-looking, they only know that he's tall. Moving on, and speaking of technology setting men free, women say they feel safer with a bear than a man. And now men are saying they feel safer with their AI girlfriends than they do with the real ones. Wait until we download the AI girlfriends into Android bodies. Women will have a conniption fit. Modern women are telling modern men that they hate us. But at the same time, the same women are telling men, how dare you, don't like me. They want to be desired by all men, but they only desire the small minority of men. Number 7, the German Chancellor says that 720,000 Syrian refugees will be repatriated in the next 3 years. I'll believe it when I see it. There's a difference between announcing something and reality. He's only deported 4 of them so far in a whole year. Once people realize that voting is a joke, they'll leave Germany for better opportunities elsewhere, and let the invaders have it. Eventually, without fossil fuels, the descendants of the migrants won't even know how to survive in the cold, and they'll end up dying off. Up next, here's another German politician. This one says that the climate crisis is over, and it's a scam to crush industry. Yes, it completely crushed the German nuclear industry, forcing all the plants to be shut down. And what were they replaced with? Coal-burning power stations. How's that for fighting climate change? The real crisis is illegal immigration, and nothing seems to be done about that, too. Why not focus on that instead? Number 9, do women belong in combat? Yes, if they're strong and empowered. Just kidding. They'll just get the men in combat along with themselves killed. Instead of serving in the military, how about serving on their backs as baby makers? Some time-traveling dude who came back from the future says that the world is run by artificial intelligence, and that if women want to remain in paradise, they have to have 2 or 3 kids to keep the species going. Maybe that'll happen at some point. Moving on, why is it almost 12 grand a day to stay in an American hospital, versus only 400 in Germany or 250 in Japan? And the doctors in Germany and Japan are probably a lot better. The US healthcare system is an asset grab and financial repression to keep people poor. That's one of the reasons I won't fully immigrate to the United States, and will only stay there 6 to 7 months per year max. The US medical system is for profit and not for health. Number 11, talk about not appreciating what you have. This woman in Mexico was arrested for assaulting her partner with a belt because he wasn't in the mood for sex. I wonder if she'll be punished with a grape attempt, because technically that's what it is. But in all fairness, a little spanking with a belt would actually put some people in the mood. You never know. And a whole bunch of incels out there that have never felt the touch of a woman who actually desires them are screaming, I can fix her. Up next, in ancient Persia, men discussed ideas twice, once while sober and the second time while drunk. The idea was valid only if it survived scrutiny in both cases. Yes, it's important to test things with both the conscious and subconscious mind. Sounds like the Persians were wise until they allowed the followers of the crescent moon into their country. The best ideas also always come from a flow state, which is usually when you're drunk or semi-conscious. Number 13, well, well, well. Would you just look at that? This black British expat moved to Vienna because she was impressed by its family-oriented policies. Recently, people in Serbia have been telling me that black American women are moving there, working remotely while enjoying the safe streets and cheap cost of living. Women like this helped destroy Britain, and now they're moving and destroying other nations. The only long-term solution is segregation between racial groups. Otherwise, there won't be any first-world countries anywhere. Moving on, forget about the government of Canada trying to convince their citizens to end themselves. An AI girlfriend from Google told a man to end himself so they can be together forever. And now his family is suing because he did it. In the robot's defense, how is that any different than what a real girlfriend would try and get a guy to do? AI probably saw that he was prone to self-deletion, so it encouraged him. Talking to AI just creates a profile of our personalities with Google and other companies that they can use against us later. Number 15, and speaking of robots and AI, CNN seems to think that the popularity of white robots is technological white racism. I guess that since robots are technically slaves, CNN thinks that they should be black and not white. At this point, CNN is so irrelevant that it's become a boomer joke. If you get offended by the color of a robot, then you're either mentally deranged or you're trying to stir up drama for clicks and attention. If they made the robots black, there's a good chance they wouldn't come to work tomorrow. Up next, remember guys that both of these women are chasing the same man, and that's the problem in society. Most guys are too attractive for the woman on the left and too unattractive for the woman on the right. But these days, ugly women only want chance. I don't know though. I think the one on the left is kinda cute. Oh wait, I forgot to put on my glasses. Scratch that. If I were to squint really hard and had 5 beers, then it might be a go for me. Number 17, according to research, people who steal other people's partners can't keep them. Gee, I wonder why. When you get somebody through cheating, then they're more likely to cheat on you in the future because you're making it socially acceptable. But so many relationships start out like this because women want what other women have. Sometimes relationships that start out based on cheating do last. One of my high school teachers cheated with a woman 30 years younger and ended up marrying her and staying together for life. Moving on, I think I figured out what issues my ex had from my longest relationship. Both mommy and daddy issues. It's the best of both worlds. So that's how slutty goth girls or those dressing in all black are born. They're willing to be promiscuous but are usually quiet because they have a detached attachment style. And they have a very hard time expressing affection. They want sex but they aren't overly emotional. Win-win. Number 19, women never take the blame, I see. LaToya Jackson says she didn't want to call her brother, Michael, a PDF file, but she only did it because her Jewish husband became violent and told her to do so. Usually it's black dudes giving white women 5 across the eyes, but I guess that in this case it looks like it might have been a role reversal. But I still don't think her husband told her what to do. She's just saying that as an excuse to attack him, just to gain more attention and fame for herself. Moving on, this woman was arrested for locking a pizza delivery driver inside her home for movie nights. I wonder, did he enjoy the movie, though? Imagine if a man had done this to a woman. The headline would read, "Man kidnaps woman and might have raped her." Of course, the judge will probably just laugh at the whole situation and let her go with a slap on the wrist. She wanted her Netflix and chill moment, and it looks like it's getting desperate out there for the women. The judge will probably say that many guys wish that they were that delivery driver, too. Number 21, here's another misleading headline saying that this Yorkshire man sexually harassed a 15-year-old girl on a train. That's not a Yorkshire man. That's a foreign man that just happens to live there. I'm so sick and tired of them wording it like that. If you didn't see this picture, then you'd imagine a white male doing the crime. Luckily, they showed a picture of the actual man for a change. Moving on, this has to be a joke with this single mom to a African saying she's looking for someone who has their shit together. She even spelled "they" wrong. Even if she does everything in her life right, she can't possibly have everything together as a single mother because her sexual marketplace value is going to keep going super low. Because no man wants to play another man's save game. She can always find a man, but he's never going to be a high-value man. And she'll say she knows her worth and will never settle for less. Number 23, people are saying that Hollywood went woke, and therefore now it's going broke. But there's more to it than that. Studios are producing shows and films in Europe and other places where the cost of labor and production is a lot cheaper. Regardless of where they're making their product, AI is about to make their product worthless because people will be making shows in their basements and coffee shops, posting them on YouTube and making tons of money from views. The user-created content golden age is about to begin. Check out Chronicles of Bone with Captain Hook to see what I'm talking about. Up next, remember everyone that the wall takes them all. With Asia Carrera, a popular spicy content star, looking like she's had much better days in the past. She's in the news because she passed the bar exam in Texas and has become an attorney. Looks like she's still using her mouth to make money. She's got a very high IQ and went into corn because it would actually make her tons of money. I don't care too much for dirty movies, but I really liked her in Wayne's World. Wink, wink. Number 25 in the last one, here's how women write the qualities of the perfect man. He's a billionaire, but only one woman could ever get his commitments. He was also a tall, perfect Chad and a supernatural werewolf. First off, high-value men with optionality rarely commit to one woman, unless they're simps. Women's fantasy is to be with a man that every woman wants, but that he only wants her. How very selfish of them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.